Franklin just mentioned Jackson's short story, The Demon Lover, so now's the perfect time to find out a bit more about this story and hear Jackson read an excerpt. Joan Wiley Hall is our guide. She's the author of Shirley Jackson, A Study of the Short Fiction.
There's a sinister male, actually seems avatars or different males in different stories, who goes by Mr. Harris, James Harris, Jamie, Jim, Jimmy. After you've read a few of these stories in which you get those references and you realize there's something kind of sinister connected with his name. What happens in Shirley Jackson's story is a woman, 34 years old, wakes up on her wedding day. Her fiancé is to arrive at her apartment at 10 o'clock, and so she's anxious. She couldn't sleep too well that night. She spends a lot of time getting ready. He doesn't come, so she goes out into the city looking for him, and she gets a lot of snide looks and laughter, and finally she ends up on the top floor of a three-story building, knocking on a door. She hears laughter behind the door, but nobody answers.
Finally, she went to the other door on the floor and knocked. The door swung open beneath her hand, and she saw the empty attic room, bare lathe on the walls, floorboards unpainted. She stepped just inside, looking around. The room was filled with bags of plaster, piles of old newspapers, a broken trunk. There was a noise which she suddenly realized as a rat, and then she saw it, sitting very close to her near the wall, its evil face alert, bright eyes watching her. She stumbled in her haste to be out with the door closed, and the skirt of the print dress caught and tore. She knew there was someone inside the other apartment, because she was sure she could hear low voices and sometimes laughter. She came back many times. Every day for the first week. She came on her way to work, in the mornings, in the evenings on her way to dinner alone. But no matter how often or how firmly she knocked, no one ever came to the door.
She's been rejected, deserted by a man who appears to be demonic or at least perverse. What Shirley Jackson does in this story is give us such a sense of nightmare, maybe every fiancé's worst dream, that the bridegroom won't show up on the wedding day.
Joan Wiley Hall talking about Shirley Jackson's short story, The Demon Lover. Hall's the author of Shirley Jackson, A Study of the Short Fiction.